Amen. Thank you, Father. Tonight's sharing is going to be on surprises in the book of Revelation. Apocalypse is the word, the Greek word they translate revelation. It's not a bad word. On the contrary, it's a very good word. It's the unveiling. It comes from laying bare, reveal. So if you read the first sentence in Revelation, this tells us so much. It being the last book or the climax, or the last act of writing that tells our future. The revelation of Yahushua Mashiach. Think of that. The revelation of Yahushua Mashiach. This book is about the unveiling of Yahushua Mashiach, which God gave to who?
Yahushua.
To him. There's no Trinity. There's just Yahushua and there's Yahweh and us. To point out unto his servants. There's the three. There's the triad. We got Yahushua, we got Yahweh, and we got us. But in this particular case, it's servants and not sons, which things must need come to pass with speed. And he showed them by signs, sending through his messengers, which we know they exist, unto his servant, Yohana, or John. Hebrew is the word Ibri. So Hebrew is Greek for Ibri. I don't know where they got the H and anything else, but this book, the book of Revelation, is to the Hebrews or Ibris. It quotes the Old Covenant 285 times. The next closest book is the book of Matthew, which quotes, the book of Hebrew, or Ibri, which quotes the Old Testament 102 times. So we're going to look at the surprises what's in this book that's nowhere else. And so they're just revealed in the last day. Come on in, Rachel. And for example, the word lamb, not used as, as a lamb, that is, one's a metaphor and the other one is a simile. I forget which one. When you call yourself, you're a lamb, is one thing, but when you say you're like a lamb, that's another thing.
Oh, yeah.
So the figure is, and like one person says, you're like a pig. Or and they just call you pig. There's a big difference on the figure.
I forget what figure of speech that is.
But the lamb, as Yahushua, not a lamb, but the lamb, is used 28 times in this book of Revelation.
Wow.
It's only used 2 times in the book of John. Where, you know, and other times it'll say the blood of the lamb, or like a lamb. But they're not calling him the Lamb. So this is nowhere to be seen in the other books. So we're looking at what we knew about judgments. And so the book of Revelation, which is the unveiling of Yahushua Mashiach, is told in the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. But what we knew, and then we're going to find out what we did not know until this book made it apparent. We knew that this time period is going to be a 7-year period, approximately, through the book of Daniel. We knew that it was going to happen in Zion, or Jerusalem. We knew that Yahushua is going to be the seed of David, or the Mashiach is going to be the seed of David, rebuilding the temple. We know that judgment, there's going to be wars, famines, earthquakes. That's all through the book of Isaiah, and it's also in the book of Daniel. We know that about the abomination of desolation, which is in Daniel. And that's where we're going to find out, get out of town when that happens. And that's when the guy says, I am God. And that's in Thessalonians, which we're going to see. We know that there's messengers in this kingdom with Yahushua. and Yahweh. We know there was four living creatures or cherubims. Isaiah 6:3, holy, holy, holy is Yahweh of hosts, the fullness of the earth is filled with your glory. We know about the beast in the book of Daniel. So these things we knew before this book came around. The things we did not know that this book reveals is that it's written to who?
Hebrews.
Yeah, but where are these Hebrews?
Asleep.
What cities are they in?
What?
This is, should just shock us all. They're in Asia.
Oh.
It's the seven churches in Asia.
Oh, yeah. Well,
what
is
that going to do? They're not even in Jerusalem.
Yeah.
They're not in the United States. They're not in Europe.
Oh, yeah.
They're in Asia. So, and these are assemblies. They're not church, as we take a Christian church. Everybody will say church. It's the word ecclesia, the call out. It doesn't mean church. And that's Ephesus. We know where Ephesus is. That's Asia Minor. These are Asia Minors. Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, Laodicea. So we didn't know that. And you're like, well, that's interesting, because everybody wants us to go through this book. Well, it has nothing to do with our territory whatsoever. And these are Hebrew congregations, and that's what we know with synagogues, and they have what they call messengers of the synagogue, which is all Hebrew. We know that we've got revealed about 24 elders. Who are these guys? We've never even heard of them.
Yeah.
And that's in Revelations 4:4. Let's just go there for a minute. You're like, that's a new one. Cool.
Seven spirits too, right?
Well, Ruachs, yeah, we know there are Ruachs messengers.
But the seven Ruachs, the Christ.
But there are, well, we knew there was Gabriel, and there's, you know, I mean, there's a lot of different people, but yeah, there are seven. And that is, this book differentiates, is you got Yahweh, you got the seven messengers, or Ruachs, and then you have the big boys, and then you have Yahushua.
What do you mean the big boys?
Well, these are the guys who are going to get things done. The seven Ruachs, you know, the seven messengers. They're going to be pouring out the vials and all
that. The seven Ruachs aren't the same as the messenger. Ruach and messenger are different.
No, they're the same.
That's right.
Yeah, they're called the same thing. Ruach, seven messengers, seven Ruachs.
Okay.
Synonymous in this context. But 4:4, if you want to learn about Yahweh and his temple, it's in chapter 4. If you want to learn about Yahushua, it's chapter 5. There is no Trinity. You know, these are two, these separate things in the heavens right now. But 4:4, and around about the throne were 24 thrones. Well, I don't know where these thrones came from. All new information. And upon the thrones, 24 elders, obviously, I would assume maybe, doesn't say people, doesn't say sons of Adam, we just know they're old elders. Sitting, clothed, and they can sit down. They got white garments, and they speak, and upon their heads were crowns of gold. And out of the throne are coming forth lightnings and voices and thunders. And there are seven torches of fire burning under the throne, which are the seven Ruachs of Elohim, Ruachs of Yahweh. And before the throne is a glass of sea. But who are these guys? Isn't that great? And then we're also going to see there's something called the scroll with the seven seals. None of that's in any other place. So, you know, this is new information. What is this scroll? And this is his form. If you want to put one of those in your Bibles to keep it, I'll put one of these on the video, and you'll be able to get to see it. But it lays it all out, because there are seven seals. This is all new information. We have the first six seals that go very quickly. It goes in one chapter, very easy to remember, chapter 6. Six seals are done. Okay. What happens with the seventh seal? Well, the seventh seal gets split twice. And one goes into the seven trumpets, and then the last trumpet goes into the seven bowls. So there's actually 19 different dramatic impacts that happen. Instead of 21, there's actually 19 that's broken down. So you have seven seals, but 19 different big events of judgment are coming.
Wow.
So that's all new information. So you have the seven seals, and that's chapter 6. It starts, the seven trumpets is 8, verse 6. The seven bowls is 15:7. And then we find out in Revelation 20, verse 4, Yahushua is going to reign on the earth for how long?
1,000 years.
Never heard of. Never mentioned before ever. So he's reigning on the earth, and that's 20, verse 4. Guess what? The serpent's going to be bound for. Was that ever heard of? No, that was never heard of either. That's chapter 20, verse 3. Amen. That means if he's bounding, that means there's still mortals here. Because if everybody had their incorruptible bodies, then there is no temptation. So the earth, the new earth, is going to be filled with mortals. And we're going to find out immortals, righteous immortals, and mortals. And so this is going to be completely new. And then we've gone on before why he thinks it's 1,000 years, but there's mortals there, because we know at the end, they try, when the serpent is let loose, he gets them to try to take over the holy city. And fire comes down from heaven, which is judgment. So he's got to take fire, Yahweh's judgment coming down, and smokes the mortals. The mortals. And we got everybody in heaven.
Yeah.
This place doesn't even exist in Christianity.
Yeah.
It doesn't even exist. Because there is no new earth. All there is heaven, and everybody's already there anyway. And what's so paradoxical about it, everybody was there before Christ was even born.
Yeah.
So what do we need Christ for? Everybody was already there. You know, so, I mean, you're looking at just the tomfoolery that's been taught by not knowing and looking at the book.
Yeah.
And actually going back, one person said, if you see a contradiction, it's either one of two things. The new information is wrong, or the old information that it's contradicting is wrong. So one of your perceptions is wrong. And so there cannot be a contradiction on truth. And so by looking at that, don't just assume the new information is wrong, because it's contradicting everybody's in heaven. Well, wait a minute here. Maybe the information that you've got that says that everybody in heaven is wrong.
Yeah.
And that's why you have an apparent contradiction. There can't be a contradiction in the word of Yahweh. Now we're going to learn about the lake of fire. We never heard of the lake of fire. The lake of fire didn't exist in this word. And that's in chapter 19, verse 20, 20 verse, we're not going there, but 20, verse 10, 2014 and 2015. And then one other thing that comes new, a new surprise in this book of unveiling of Yahushua Mashiach, is the second death. I've never heard of that. Is there a first death? Yes. Is there a second death? Yes. And what does the second death mean?
Not second
death. The bad people are going to die again. The good people are not going to die again. So it means that everybody is going to be raised after they die, and that's why they call it sleep. We were just talking about that. Because guess what? The bad guys don't get away with it. They would love it not to be awoken.
Yeah.
But they're going to be awoken, and they're going to be judged and pay for their sins. And after those sins are paid, they're thrown into the lake of fire, which means now, once their payment's done, they are dead. That's the second death. And there is no more resurrection. So you are gone from eternity. That's new information. Now, let's look at judgment to say, okay, now how does this fire come about? Let's just see. Well, you know, and the misunderstanding with hell, things like that. Let's look at Yahweh's judgments. Genesis 6. That, well, we've got ahead of time before Revelation came. And we know it's during Noah's time. Okay, Melania chapter 6, 5 through 7. Read it.
Then Yahweh saw that great was the wickedness of man in the earth, and every purpose of the devices of his heart was only wicked all the day. And it grieved Yahweh that he had made man in the earth, and he took sorrow unto his heart. And Yahweh said, I must wipe off man whom I created from the face of the ground, from man unto beast, unto creeping thing, and unto the bird of the heavens, for I am grieved that I made them.
That's good. In the first judgment that we really know of.
Ark.
Yeah, first judgment we know of. Now we go to chapter 11, second judgment. How does Yahweh work? It's called the Tower of Babel, 5 through 9. You want to read that, Aaron?
And Yahweh came down to behold the city and the tower, which the sons of men had built. Then said Yahweh, Lo, one people and one manner of speech have they all. This, then, is what they have begun to do. Now, therefore, nothing will be withholden from them which they may plan to do. Come, let us go down, and therefore confuse their speech, that they may not understand, each man, the speech of his friend. So Yahweh scattered them from thence over the face of the earth, and so they left off building the city. For this cause was the name thereof called Babel. Because there did Yahweh confuse the speech of the earth, and from thence did Yahweh scatter them abroad over the face of the earth.
Second kind of judgment. Third judgment we know is Sodom, chapter 18. And this is when fire becomes very apparent as judgment. 18, verse 20. So Yahweh said, the outcry of Sodom and Gomorrah, because it hath become great, and their sin because it hath become exceedingly grievous. And how did he judge it? Chapter 19, verse 24. And Yahweh rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire. So here's where the association of fire from Yahweh out of the heavens. So he overthrew these cities and all the circuit, all the inhabitants of the city and the produce of the ground. Let's go now to, yeah, I'm going to keep reading. And his wife looked from behind him and became a pillar of salt. And Abraham got up early in the morning unto the place where he had stood before Yahweh. And he looked out over the face of Sodom and Gomorrah, and over all the face of the land of the circuit, beheld, and lo, now this is great, the smoke of the land went up like the smoke of a furnace. Isn't that great? And supposedly this is the Salt Sea. I think it's 1,400 feet below sea level.
It's the lowest point on Earth.
Yeah, so he's blue. And we're 13, Wichita, Kansas is 1,300 feet above sea level. So it just blew them right into a hole in the ground. And that's why the Dead Sea, there's no place for the water to go. That's why it stays there. It's 1,400 feet underground is what it is. That's judgment.
That's our God.
Yeah, that's it.
Thumped.
Salt what?
Thumped.
Oh, yeah.
Now we can say, okay, now we're going to look at the word Valley of Hinnom, which is the fire judgment. Let's go to Matthew, or Mark 9. And this is an association. So we got fire judging Sodom. You know, at the end, it's the lake of fire. The people are not living through it. And so we're going to look at it. We've done a teaching on this before. The word, there is no word for hell. There's a Hebrew word. If hell is in your book, you are misled. There's a word
Sheol,
which is where all dead people go. I think 65 usages. And then there's the word Gehenna, which is valley. Gah is valley of Hinnom. It's a physical place southwest of Jerusalem. You have the Kindron Valley, And then you have the valley of Hinnom. And so when Yahushua says Gehenna, I mean, when the Greek text says Gehenna, they should have said, valley of Hinnom. They don't. And they'll say hell, or they'll say, even here he says Gehenna. And the reason they do that is because maybe people would buy their Bibles, which is understandable. But chapter 9, verse 4, we're going to put in the word valley of Hinnom. And that's what the word means. 943, and this is
943 or 94.
Chapter 9, verse 43. Okay. And it shall come, and if thy hand shall cause thee to stumble, cut it off. It is seemly for thee, maimed, to enter into life, rather than having two hands to be departed into the valley of Hinnom, into the fire that is not quenched. There's association from Sodom, Gomorrah, to the Valley of Hinnom. It was a city dump. Things are burning there all the time. Verse 45. And if thy foot be causing thee to stumble, cut it off. It is seemly to be there to enter into life, lame, rather than having 2 feet to be cast into the Valley of Ben Hinnom. Valley of Hinnom. And Ben is son of Hinnom. 47. If thy eye be causing thee to stumble, thrust it out. It is seemly for thee, one eye, to enter into the reign of Yahweh, or kingdom of Yahweh, rather than having two eyes to be cast into the valley of Hinnom, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. So, you see that this is where the judgment of Yahweh, the fire, is associated from really Sodom. You get to see it in Aaron's sons being cooked by fire, Nadab, Abihu. Fire came down and they defied Yahweh, and fire came down from heaven. Where else did fire come down to judge? Elijah, when he's on Mount Carmel.
Yeah.
Come down, man of God. And 50 fire came down, 50, another 50 fire came down. And so you're looking at, this is Yahweh's judgment of fire. And that does consume. And that's where we get into the lake of fire, but that's why you throw in the lake of fire after you paid your debt. And after your debt is paid, you're not going to get away with it. You're paid your debt, and then you'll be thrown in the lake of fire, which is called the second life.
No.
Second, death, because you're actually, death means actually death. And so the abomination of desolation, this is just a little bit. Let's just look at judgment, what Yahushua was talking about, but what Revelation gave so much more information than Yahushua even knew at that time. Let's go to Mark 13. Verse 3-8, and they're asking him, when's this going to happen? And as he was sitting within the Mount of Olives over against the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew were questioning him privately, tell us when these things shall be and what the signs, when all these things shall be about to conclude. And Yahushua began to be saying unto them, beware lest anyone deceive you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and will deceive many, or Mashiach. And we shall hear of wars and rumors of war. Be not alarmed, it must needs come to pass. For not yet is the end. Now we go to verse 14. But when you see the abomination of desolations, there, get out of town. Keep your finger here. 1 Thessalonians, or 2 Thessalonians 2:4. We're going to come back to Mark.
2:12. It's 2:12.
What verse did you say?
2:4.
I thought.
Well, it's 3. That no one may cheat you in any one respect, because that day that's been added. Except the revolt come first, and there be revealed the man of lawlessness, the son of destruction, the one who opposes and exalts himself on high against everyone called God or an object of worship, so that he within the sanctuary of Yahweh shall take his seat, showing himself forth that he is Yahweh. That is Revelation 13, when you're looking at the beast. And he has a prophet. And so it's big time. That's an abomination of desolation. And we go back to Mark 13, kind of finish off what Christ was telling people, but you never hear about the thousand-year kingdom. You don't hear about the second death. You don't hear about the 24 elders. You know, you don't hear about the seven churches of Asia. But 24 through 27, you want to read that, Wendy?
And he said unto them, is this the one?
No, I can. But in those days after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon will not give her brightness, and the stars will out of the heavens be falling, and the powers which are in the heavens will be shaken. And then will they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then will he send forth his messengers, and they will gather together his chosen out of the four winds, from utmost bounds of earth unto utmost bounds of heaven.
And we'll stop there. So, that's the story. Enjoy the book of Revelation. See you next week. Oh, I'll give a prophecy. Well, Father, thank you for these words for the people for the future who get to hear or see this video. Be bold. You are children of the Most High God. I abide within you with power inconceivable. That you must exercise it, and you must start it up as you do an app in a phone. You must go ahead and make it effective to believe it and to harness it, and I will release power of atoms that will change the world around you as you walk in that light. But the requirement, you must walk in the light. You must be my ambassadors. You must be my sons and my daughters, in whom I will be well pleased. Amen.
Amen.
See you next week.
Huh.